Shalom Aleichem and Afrelech Hanukkah to everybody. We find that the Mishnah says in Talmud that the Yevonim, we know, Partsuchemus Megdala, the Yevonim were pirates. They breached Yud Gimel Pirtzis in the Chel, in the wall, in the Azorah that divides between where a Yud goes and where a Goy goes. It's connected the Yud Gimel Pirtzis, the 13 breaches that the Yevonim made in the breach, the wall of the Azorah. Chazal were misakin Yud Gimel Shtachavoyas, that somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash, bows down 13 times. And it's interesting that Dafka, the Tikkun of connected the Pirtzis of the Yevonim was accomplished or was expressed and articulated by Chazal with an act of Ishtachavoya. So Hashem in many places, it speaks about the concept that on Hanukkah, the Takana, the mitzvah, is Halal and Haidah. What's the double Lashon? We don't find it in other places. So Hashem explains that Halal is the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from a person's neshama, and Haidah comes from the guf. Call Haneshama to Hallow Ka. Haidah is a guf giving Haidah. The Bir HaDvarim of why the Haidah refers to the guf is a well known Pachad Yitzchak who Rav Huttner spoke out that the word Haidah has two meanings. It means praise, it also means to admit. We're learning now in Bava Metzia. Moide Bemiktas. Person's Moide, the person admits. Haidah, the word praise, comes from a situation where a person theoretically could be kaifer, a person could be deny. Every time there's a haidah, there's an act of admitting. That means there was always a possibility of not admitting. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an act of admitting. So haidah takes into account the option and the possibility of being kaifer, of denial. And the act of admitting, haidah takodesh baruch hu, is in a world that's theoretically full of kfir, in a world that allows for the possibility of denial. The word oilam comes from the word ne'lam, nister, covered over. So in a world where there's a possibility of denying Kutcher Baruch Hu, the act of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an act of admitting. And that's why the two terms come together. When a person takes the option of admitting that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically the praise bursts through. The Sfasemus explains that the neshama never has a problem of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it never has an option of denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama, with its spiritual clarity and truth, lives constantly with the cognizance and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's in a constant state of kol haneshama tahal lo kol, like the malachim who say shira constantly. But the guf, which lives in a world which is detached from ruchanias and spirituality, the guf has the possibility of living in its own world, in a world devoid of ruchanias. So in order for the physical world to join in the choir and the chorus of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the guf has to do an act of haidah. It has to admit something which it couldn't. The neshama can't deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It lives with the cognizance and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the guf can. So when the guf sings praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the physical world joins in that praise, when the person's physical part joins in that praise, so then there's haidah, because haidah represents the part of us that could deny but doesn't. That's the guf. So halal v'haidah represents a special takana of Hanukkah, where both the guf and the neshama merge together. Halal v'haidah, the guf admits that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Sasama says in a different place that by Moidim Anachnu Lach, we bow down, because when a person's bowing down, a person is expressing the hisbatlus of the guf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Moidim, that's Haidah. So it's very appropriate that on Hanukkah, where the battle with the Yevonim was about the centrality of the guf, in the scheme of things, the Yevonim said that all the chachma in the world is here to serve the body, because the body is the ends, not the means. And we know and believe that the guf is just the means to an end. It's the purpose of the guf is to mevatel itself to the emes. So the injection, the entire battle with Yovan revolved around the goof acting as a denial of spirituality. So it's appropriate that the tikkun and the after the nes, Chazal were masakin halal, which is the neshama, but that's no chokhmah, that's a no-brainer, like they say. But then masakin hoido, that the guf, the physical part of the world, the physical part of a person, is also able to recognize that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the whole battle that's the whole battle with Yavan. So we can understand that on a basic level, the inyan of Hishtachavoya, the inyan of Hishtachavoya is like Moedim Anachnu Loch, the halal of hoido comes together with the Hishtachavoya, the bowing down, which is the physical part of ourselves, the physical part of the world, articulating it's as boundless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Chazal were Masakin, Yud Gimel Shtachavoy is connected Yud Gimel Pertzis. But to add on some more depth to that, we say in Alanisim, Zeidim Biyado Eskis Eresecha, and there's a famous question that all the other terminologies used in Alanisim are all actually opposites. Rabim, Yatim, Tmeim, Tahirim, Giborim, Chaloshim. And Zeidim and Oiskei Sarasacha, the Beis Yosef speaks out that Zeidim Biyad Oiskei Sarasacha refers to the pasuk of Zeidim Heli Tzuni Ad Ma'oid Mitarascha Leinatisi. The opposite of Torah is Zeidim, because Zeidim is Litzanus. So at least we have a context for understanding the relationship between Zeidim and Oiskei Sarasacha. It's the pasuk until him. Zeidim Heli Tzuni Ad Ma'oid Mitarascha Leinatisi. But that means that the Yevanim were called Zeidim. But what is a Zed? A Zed is somebody who is Latanus. And what is the root of Latanus? Pasuk says in Mishlei, Zed Yahir Let Shemoy. Somebody who's Yahir, somebody who's a big shot, is a Zed, and he turns into a Letz. Actually, we say in Davening, Machniya HaZeidim. The Zeidim become humble, which is following this Pasuk in Mishlei, that the challenge of the Zed is that he's a Balgaiva, he's a Yahir. So we have a triangle, Zed, Yahir, Let Shemoy. A Zed is a Balgaiva, which generates the Litzanus. That's why we say Machniya HaZeidim. But why is a Balgaiva have to do with Litzanus? Mesillas Yesharim says that Litzanus is a tool that a person uses to deflect any Musar, any Techacha, any outside information coming in. The famous metaphor, the famous mashal of Mesillas Yesharim, that Litzanus is like a Mogid Mashuach, it's like a well-oiled shield that deflects all the arrows coming in. Why is Litzanus a tool for Gaiva? Because Gaiva, Rabbi Yochum describes, is a person who's so wrapped up in themselves that the only thing that interests them is themselves, their place, their time, their own agenda. They refuse to have any other agenda penetrate into their agenda because they're totally wrapped up in themselves. Litzanus is the tool that the Zayd, the Balgaiva, uses to deflect anything coming from the outside, any hashpah, any wisdom, any techocha, any effect on the me. Maral speaks in many places that the shirish of gaiva is the guf. The neshama doesn't have gaiva because the neshama, quote-unquote, knows its place. But guf, Maral says, interesting, the word gasus haruach, which describes gaiva, the word gas is the terminology that the Mesillas Yesharim uses all the time to describe gashmius, something which is thick and heavy and very megushimdik. Gasus haruach means the guf being shaylit on the ruach. The ruach doesn't have gaiva, but the guf feels good about itself. The guf feels that it has its own life. The guf is detached from spirituality, and it feels that it has something of its own. That's gaiva. So the shayrish of all gaiva, of zed yar let shemoy, is the centrality of the guf in a person's life, which says, it's all about me. And what pushes that is the guf, not the neshama. The neshama doesn't have gaiva. The neshama has anova. The neshama knows its place. The neshama knows that there's a rabbanu shalom. The guf is able to forget that there's a Rabbi Shalom and only focus on oneself. That's the Yisoid of Zeid Dibiyad Eiske Sarasacha. So since Yavon believed and propounded the centrality of the Guf, it expressed itself in a tremendous gaiva. They weren't prepared to accept any Musar, any Techacha, any correction, any adjustments. Zeidim Heli Tzuni Ad Ma'od Mitarascha Leinatisi. And when we want to be misakin the gaiva and the Litzonis of Yavon and the narcissism and the self-involvement and the egocentricity of Yavon being totally wrapped up in themselves, that's the heart of what it means, as opposed to the guf serving a higher purpose. Everything has to service the guf. That's the ultimate level of gaiva, the ultimate being wrapped up in oneself. So the expression of the tikkun is that it's halo v'hidoh and hishtachavoyah, machniya hazeidim. That's why Chazal and Masakin Yud Gimel Shtachavoyas connected Yud Gimel Pirtzes of the Avonim. Zaydim Helitsuni Ad Moid, Umita Roscha, Loina Tisi. Afrelech Hanukkah to one and all, and to all the Bnei Yeshiva, and Talmidim of the Yeshiva, and Boigre Yeshiva, to you and your families, Kol Tov.